Most Australian states banned the hunting of ducks decades ago. South Australia still continues the practice. But ahead of this year's season, today people rallied in front of Parliament House in Adelaide to voice their opposition to the sport. The Wire's Leon Giorgio was at the protest.
Using a gun with 120 to 200 pellets to roughly aim and wound an animal in the sky and see it die slowly is not a sport.
Protesters gathered on the steps of South Australia's state parliament today in support of a bill to ban duck hunting. At present, South Australia, along with Victoria, remain the only states within Australia that have not moved to ban the practice. If passed, this would make 2021 the last duck hunting season in SA. Greens MP Tammy Franks, who tabled the bill to Parliament, suggested that South Australia needs to stop the callous sport.
We're calling out duck hunting for what it is. It's animal cruelty. It's contrary to the Animal Welfare Act. It's something that WA banned in 1990, and that is why there are so many groups actually coming out in support of ending duck hunting in South Australia.
So how achievable is a ban?
Well, WA did it in 1990. New South Wales and Queensland did it decades ago. Surely South Australia can actually get it together and ban it.
What would be the hurdles then of getting the bill through Parliament?
The hurdles are that people are a little bit worried about people who hold guns. They think that there's a great majority of them there. Actually, the people who hold licences in this state are incredibly few, and most of those are in their 70s, 80s and 90s. It is an archaic pastime that serves no place. It doesn't serve a useful role. The idea that people will lose their livelihoods is not at play here. This is something that people do as a recreational pastime. That is inherently cruel, cannot be made kind, cannot be made humane, and it's not even a sport. I mean, a sport is something where there's a fair contest. The ducks have no hope, and indeed the other waterfowl often get taken out with the ducks that are allowed to be shot.
But not all those gathered at the protest today were in support of the ban. Some people very much would like to continue shooting the animals.
I'm a big duck hunter. I've been hunting since I was 5 years old. My father had shown me to hunt and shoot, and his father did the same. Under a controlled environment, like anything, it's like riding a bike or crossing the road, you know, everything has to be done safely. You have to develop, I guess, an understanding of what you're doing and to do it ethically and do it correctly.
But Dr. Rebecca Ayres from the RSPCA questions the ethics behind duck hunting.
Look, the main problem with duck hunting is that the research very clearly shows that it's grossly inhumane. And that's because shotguns fire out about 140 pellets at a time. So when you pull the trigger, 140 pellets fly out of that gun and they form a sort of a spread pattern. And if you think of a shotgun aimed at a flock of birds, only the birds in the middle of that shotgun spray are likely to be killed quickly. They're the ones that are likely to be hit in the essential organs, the vital organs, and they may die quickly. All of the ducks and the other birds on the periphery of that shotgun pellet spread, they are going to only be wounded. They won't die quickly. They will have a shattered bill, a broken wing, fractured bones, and then they are likely to die over a period of several hours or several days, and they're likely to experience a lot of pain. Normally they will die from starvation, infection of the wound site where they were shot, or predation. And the other problem here is that this activity of duck shooting is completely unjustified. It's a discretionary activity. People either do it for enjoyment or they claim that they do it because they're going to take the ducks home and cook them. But when you look at the numbers, ducks are actually not pests. They're not causing any damage. So there's no reason to be out there controlling ducks as pests. They're not pests.
Indeed, population control is far from an issue for the duck population, as Dr. Ayres points out.
The government had a look at the numbers of ducks in South Australia. What they found was quite shocking. 6 out of the 8 species of ducks that they looked at were in lower than average numbers. Their numbers are in free fall, in decline. They are not overabundant. There is no reason why they should be being shot.
Dr. Rebecca Ayres from the RSPCA, ending that report by The Wire's Leon Giorgio.